Blog Talk Radio.
It is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and every SCW fan can tell you what that means. It is once again time for SCW Radio. I'm, of course, your host, Sean Vann. And, guys, things are really heating up here at SCW Entertainment. As we all know, the Best of the Best tournament coming up on February the 21st, 10 days away now from that big event. We're going to crown a brand new SCW Heavyweight Champion. We're going to talk about that and a lot here on SCW Radio. But first and foremost, is I'm sure a few of you did see a little late-breaking news there. I am being joined by TJ Boss here in the studio. So, TJ, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Just doing all I can to get prepared for this Best of the Best tournament. One of the main goals I do have is just surviving the tournament and walking away with the SCW Heavyweight Championship.
All right, man, and we're gonna definitely be talking about all that coming up here. We're definitely going to set some time aside. We had Tanner Stone on the broadcast a few weeks ago. I'm sure you probably heard some clips from that, and we're going to get your side of the story. And we're not going to linger too much in the past. We are going to talk about Best of the Best, but we do want to get your side of everything that's been going on since Toys for Tots, since the last time we saw you. So with that said, guys, really quickly, what we want to do, as we do every week, is give out that guest call-in number, and that is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. There's your number. Call into SCW Radio. I also want to mention the chat room is open as well. If you have any questions or comments, we'll address them right here live on SCW Radio. So there you go. And by the way, you can find that chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio. So feel free to jump on there and ask any questions you have at all. Now, first, before we dive into any Best of the Best news, I want to talk about and I guess it is Best of the Best related. We have a poll open right now on our Facebook account for you guys to go and vote. Which of the eight individuals do you think is going to leave Best of the Best as the SCW Heavyweight Champion in the Best of the Best tournament? Guys, it's going to be a night to remember. I'm sure all of you have seen the flyers out there. We've been promoted on other various social media and news sites such as GWD Today and many others. So, you know, SCW Entertainment is going to kick off the 2015 season very big. Now, let's go ahead and get all the information out there since we're talking Best of the Best, and let's go ahead and talk about it. It is Saturday, February the 21st, 7 o'clock p.m. We're talking 10 days away from now. We're going to be out at Triangle Daycare and Activity located at Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. Tickets, as always, $8 for adults, $5 for kids ages 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. And you know, like I said, we're kicking off the 2015 season big with the Best of the Best tournament to crown a brand new SCW Heavyweight Champion. So let's go ahead and talk about the brackets in the quarterfinals that we already know that are set up and ready to go. We're talking about in the first round quarterfinals. We do know, and we'll go ahead and we'll get your opinion on this one right now, TJ, because this involves you. In the first round, the very first match of the tournament is going to be TJ Boss versus... We don't know yet. That has yet to be made public information. I know you don't know. I don't know. The powers that be, for some reason or another, have not divulged that information yet. But it is the Best of the Best quarterfinal match, and you're the only guy in the tournament thus far that doesn't know who his first-round opponent is. So if you want to speak on that, man, feel free.
Well, I mean, the first thing I pretty much got to say about this mystery opponent is, I mean, I guess the SCW officials – thought it was necessary to give somebody a chance in this tournament. I mean, you know, we have a roster full of guys, and only eight got picked to be a part of this tournament. Well, actually seven, and we're trying to figure out who's going to be this eighth person. Well, hopefully we end up seeing who it is. I'm prepared for pretty much anything. So, like I said, you know, I've been taking this time to really clear my mind and just focus on what's going what's going to happen at Best of Best on February 21st.
All right, man. And in addition to that match, we also do know James Hall versus Aaron McClure one-on-one in another quarterfinal matchup. It is the SCW Internet Champion going one-on-one in a non-title affair against the SCW Extreme Champion Aaron McClure. This one's definitely going to be a hard-hitting fight. We got two singles champions in there gunning to be the heavyweight champion. And you look at this one and you see that James Hall or Aaron McClure could possibly leave a double champion that night. So you know what? It's very interesting that these two men were put into the brackets together. A lot of SCW fans have actually wanted to see these two go at it, which it's never happened in a singles environment at SCW Entertainment, to my knowledge. So another good reason to come out and see Best of the Best. Also, this feud has been going on since September of 2014 and is still rearing its ugly head. You know, something that kind of was born, a feud that was born in the intentions of both men wanting to become the heavyweight champion. Sean Storm versus Dean Richards in another quarterfinal matchup. One man's going to advance. Will it be Sensational Sean Storm? Will it be the Lone Wolf Dean Richards? I think it's time for this rivalry to come to a head, and this could be the exact time to do it at Best of the Best. Also, in the fourth and final quarterfinal match, it is going to be the 6'8" Anderson Strong going one-on-one with Antonio Smith. Another quarterfinal matchup with the winner moving on in this tournament. We saw this one go down at Toys for Tots. There's obviously a very unique feud or some kind of rivalry going on. I'm not exactly sure what's honestly going on between Antonio and Anderson, but we're going to see another evolution of what's going on between these two at Best of the Best as well. Now, keep in mind, you're not only getting those four matches, you're going to get the entire tournament in one night. One man is going to have to defeat three individuals to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So with that said, the winner of the TJ Boss match, where he will face an unnamed opponent, will face the winner of the James Hall-Aaron McClure match in the semifinals. Likewise, the winner of Sean Storm versus Dean Richards will face the winner of Anderson Strong versus Antonio Smith in the other semifinal bout. And, of course, the winner of those two semifinal matches will go on to the finals to face each other for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. That is all going down in one night at Best of the Best. One man is going to have to win three matches. You know, a three-round tournament, it's definitely going to be something to see. And by the end of the night, whoever walks out with that title is definitely going to be deserving of it. Now, with that said, really quickly, what we want to do is go ahead and we'll go ahead and go through this really quick this week because we do have some callers here lining up, and we got TJ Boss here in the studio with us. So really quickly, guys, if you want to follow, friend, like, share anything that is SCW Entertainment, you can find us anywhere on the World Wide Web and social media at the following links and URLs. Of course, our official website at scwentertainment.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. Of course, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Right here each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. We're also on Instagram.com/, you guessed it, SCW Entertainment. And, of course, south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And, of course, as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on other various sites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, and even SoundCloud. So there you go, guys. No reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, everything SCW Entertainment. You can keep up with us at all those sites and so many more. So, you know, with that said, I guess what we're going to do before we get into any of the callers here, and I'm going to give out the number again momentarily, is we're going to have some one-on-one time with TJ Boss. We're also going to take all the callers here in the queue. So if you're on the line, definitely stay in there with us. One more time, that guest calling number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Now, we've heard the side of Tanner Stone, and like I said, we're not going to spend too much time on what happened. We do want to focus more on the future, but there's a lot of guys out there, a lot of fans out there that want to hear TJ Boss's side of the story and what went through your mind and how you feel given the events of Toys for Tots. So, you know, the floor is yours, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Well, I mean, I really don't know where to start at. I mean, you know, I really kind of showed my ass at Toys for Tots, which...
Yeah, you did.
Which I didn't... It was one of those things to where when you think that you have everything wrapped up and things just change at an instant that, you know, you really don't know how to hold yourself. What Tanner Stone and Scott Pierce did, really didn't see it come out. I would expect it from Tanner, but not Scott. Scott, I guess, was now. He was a very good friend of mine, and it just went all down the drain with one shot to the to the nuts, I guess. I mean, I don't know who's supposed to say that or not on the radio. But, you know, I really didn't see that come from coming from Scott itself. Now, would I blame Scott for wanting to jump on the Tanner Stone bandwagon? No, because he felt like Tanner Stone was going somewhere. To be honest with you, I don't respect Tanner Stone. I really don't respect Scott Pierce now. But, you know, with these guys thinking that, you know, okay, well, I'm going to pretty much take this SCW championship and go on, SCW is going to stop. I know the SCW is not going to stop because, simple fact, like I said before, we do have the talent on that roster to where we can succeed in the state of South Carolina. If Tanner Stone and Scott Pierce are listening to this radio show, which I know they are, the only thing I can really say is, hey, I'm here. You know, I've had my share of times where I've left SCW, been wanting to get kicked out of SCW. But I'm still here. I'm not going to be a little chump and claim that I'm a champion, which you're not, and just take my ball and go home. You know, you want to pull a CM Punk and be all like, oh, I want trading cards and I want ice cream bars and I want a Tanner Stone Appreciation Day. Fuck that. I look at it like this. Stop being a little boy and come and fight like a man. It don't even have to be against me. There's a lot of people in SCW that deserves to be heavyweight champion. You got guys like Dean Richards, Anderson Strong, even Sean Storm. Sean Storm is the smallest guy in that locker room, and he still comes out there and fight. He doesn't run like a little girl. But Tanner Stone, if you would have beat me one-on-one and got the three count and let the time expire in the Iron Man match, I wouldn't have no beef against you. You know, I heard your little interview that you had with Sean, and you saying all this stuff about how I'm on the poster, I'm the poster boy of SCW. I never asked for any of that. The only way I earned that spot is because I came and I worked my ass off to get that spot. So if you want your trading cards and your face on posts and stuff like that, just come. That's all I got to say. I ain't going to sit here and try to look for you, nothing like that. Just come. You know where we at. I know you're on the Facebook page. I know you're on every social media site that SCW has. I know you're watching. So if you want to come and prove a point, come prove a point. Stop running like a little girl and come prove a point. Be a man. That's all I got to say.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, man. And, you know, like I said, we're not going to dwindle on the past too much. I did want to give you your chance to rebut what Tanner had said on this broadcast a few weeks ago. But what we're going to do now is, TJ, you're going to stick with us, I'm pretty sure. We're going to go ahead and take some callers as well. So, with that said, first caller, last four digits, 9693 on SCW Radio.
Hello, how are y'all doing tonight, Mr. Sean Van and TJ Boss?
Is this Ace Harris we got on the line with us?
This is Ace Harris. I just want to
say, all right, man. Well, you know, we didn't hear from you last week, but the week before that, we were speculating the potential of who would be in these eight spots. Now we know who have secured seven out of these eight spots. We don't know exactly who's going to be in the eighth spot. We do know that person will be facing TJ Boss in the first round. Is there anything you'd like to speak on now, knowing that there is only one spot left?
Yeah, well, first off, let me start off by saying, you know, Mr. TJ, you know, I respect you because you helped me become somebody in this business. You trained me. And what Tanner did, you know, that was, you know, it's so disrespectful that, you know, it wasn't even funny. So to say that, you know, we deserve to be the SCW heavyweight champion right now, you know, yeah, I can say that. And, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But, you know, a year, 2 years ago, you was man. I fought at Best of the Best. And, yeah, I lost. You kicked my ass. But isn't it fitting that 2 years later, maybe I could be the guy who you go against, who's unknown, whether I win or lose. I want to be the SCW heavyweight champion, too. I mean, Mr. Van said it perfectly clear 2 weeks ago when I talked to him. If you're not in this business to be the champion, then you're not. You shouldn't be in this business. The other guys, that, you know, so my question is, you know, you say you're prepared for anybody, but what if Ace Harris was the guy? I mean, that's unexpected, isn't it? A guy who was a referee and then who got, you know, I haven't won no matches in SCW. That's no lie. But I would love the chance to maybe have a rematch against you. You know, I never got that rematch.
Well, Ace, man, I look at it like this, dude, and this coming from me, the guy that trained you. You should know better than anybody that, you know, I can go in there with pretty much anybody. That's not me tooting my own horn. That's just me being real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys like, you know, you was in a great class that I was in there with since day one. You, Tony Lycan, Professor Murdoch, and Jackson Jennings, and all four of you had different styles of wrestling, and I was able to be in there with all four of you at different times. Now, the circumstances when, you know, it was 4-on-1 and stuff like that and running gauntlets and everything like that, you know, I was still able to overcome those odds. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, am I going to say I'm the best in SCW? By far, no, because, like I said, there are a lot of great talent in SCW. But the way I do things, the way I sit and watch tape, and the way I sit and train myself to get prepared for these things, that's the reason why I say that I'm very prepared of whoever this mystery opponent is. It can be you, it can be XGR, it can be any guys back. Hell, it can even be Kermit the Frog. It doesn't matter. I'm prepared. I believe I'm prepared, and I'm prepared to go far in this tournament and become SCW heavyweight champion once again.
Well, you know, I like I said, you know, a few minutes ago, I respect you. Whether, you know, you like I said, you took out the XDR by yourself. You was able to toe-to-toe to each of us, and you proved every time you step in that ring why you belong in SCW. And I could think, you know, it would be an honor even for me to have that chance to go against you. And so for the SCW Nation, the people who get to vote, or if, I don't know if they're voting for this mystery opponent, if the mystery opponent so happens to be me, you know, it would be an honor even for me right now to say this to you, because you do give it your all. And we do have talent, great talent in the SCW roster. Whoever wins this Best of the Best tournament deserves the championship. And I know that they will not be running away like a little bitch like Mr. Tanner Stone did. You know, that's just my facts, not opinions. They're facts.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, and you know, we've talked about in the past Tanner Stone running off with the championship belt. And for everyone who has missed it, the Best of the Best will not only crown the new SCW heavyweight champion, we will be debuting a brand new championship belt, a fresh start for SCW Entertainment in more ways than one. And you guys will see what we're talking about come February the 21st. It's definitely going to be a night to remember. Now, with that said, Ace, if you want to hang on here on the line with us, we're going to take another caller as well. So last four digits, 9245. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well, this is Cat Daddy.
All right, man. Well, you know, we don't actually get to hear from you on SCW Radio very much, so I'm really glad you called in this week, man. And I got to tell you, you know, yourself and Del Frito, you guys have been chasing. You know, Best of the Best is about the heavyweight championship, man. So if you got anything to say about that, feel free.
Yeah, first of all, I'm I've been out here in Vegas, and the little kittens everywhere are wondering why I don't have a spot in the tournament. Little kittens everywhere are wondering why Cat Daddy is not in the tournament for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And I, too, am wondering, maybe why don't I have a spot? Maybe Cat Daddy hasn't quite earned that opportunity. Maybe Cat Daddy isn't ready. I asked the kittens those questions, but the kittens all feel that I am ready. Ready at least for the opportunity. With that being said, I would think the fair way to decide who gets that last spot would let the kittens vote and let them who deserves that last spot.
There's a lot of right now about that last spot. There are some people that believe there could be a possible qualifying match for the spot, a vote, like you had brought up earlier, for a spot in that for the last spot in the Best of the Best tournament. But I have to ask you, I'll ask Ace Harris this question momentarily, but we'll start with you, Cat Daddy. If you did get this spot, the last spot in the Best of the Best tournament, how do you think you would fare against TJ Boss?
TJ Boss is an awesome, awesome competitor. It would be the match of my career. His resume speaks for itself. But with that being said, and with all due respect, Mr. TJ, I feel that I can, and given the opportunity, will beat you. Because I feel that I am ready to go to that next level. I feel that I can take that step to be heavyweight champion. Like I said, with all due respect, Mr. Boss, I know you feel the same way. You're a very confident man, and you're going to approach the match with the same confidence that I will, and that's why it would be a privilege to get in the ring with a competitor such as yourself. Feel free to comment, Mr. TJ.
We been up in APW and everything, and I've seen a lot of your work, in SCW. For a guy of your caliber, you know, you bring a different element to SCW, and that's coming from me. Now, TJ Boss versus Cat Daddy, love to see it, love to be a part of it. But when it comes to the SCW Heavyweight Championship, I don't know if you've noticed, but it kind of brings out a different level in me because of the simple fact the SCW Heavyweight Championship is a very big deal here in the state of South Carolina. And I want to be the person to hold that championship to show that I am one of the best in the state, point blank period. I have respect for you. I have respect for a lot of people in SCW. But when it comes to being on top of a great promotion, I want to be the one that is standing over everyone. No disrespect at all.
I feel no disrespect at all. I understand exactly where you're coming from. But at the same time, I want you to also understand you've been heavyweight champion before. I haven't. I have. My drive, I feel, is maybe a tad stronger than yours right now because I want it a little bit more because I've never had it. I have the eye of the tiger. And with all due respect, if I get that opportunity to get in that tournament, I will do whatever it takes to be.
All I got All I got to say to you, Cat Daddy, man, is if you are the mystery opponent that I have to face at best of the best, just all I can tell you is just bring your A game, man, and let's tear the house down, dog.
Same here. Let's do that.
All right, we do have another caller here in the queue. We're going to go ahead and get this caller in before we head into after call. We've got about 4.5 minutes till then, so let's go ahead and hear from this last caller. Last four digits, 5284 on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
We're speaking with Father Darkness, professional wrestling manager, and my client, Cat Daddy, not being in this tournament is a joke. It's a laughable joke. And I know that when I said Father Darkness just called into this radio show, everybody's eyes blew up. I still represent Cat Daddy, and he belongs in this tournament, and he will win, and he will beat anyone that is in his way.
Well, you know, I'd definitely be a liar if I said I didn't know who Father Darkness was. I have followed your work, and I got to say you've managed some guys straight to heavyweight championships. So I do have some respect for you there, Father Darkness, even though we haven't seen you that much at SCW Entertainment. Now, to your point, I'll have to agree with you, and I think TJ Boss will as well. He just said he had a lot of respect for Cat Daddy. We're talking about a guy who I think, honestly, he should have a spot in the tournament, but these things aren't up to me to decide.
Well, what I'm saying is, even though you haven't seen me much, when I do show up, it makes an impact, and people notice very quickly. But I'm talking right now about my client, Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy belongs in the tournament. He needs to be in the tournament. I'm expecting emails. I'm expecting phone calls after this radio program. Cat Daddy will be in there, and not only should he face TJ Boss, he will beat TJ Boss and everyone else who steps in his way, because Cat Daddy is 2015, and Cat Daddy, with me, is unstoppable, and he knows that, and everyone else knows that.
What's up, Father Darkness? I ain't seen you in a while, man. What's going on?
You know where I've been. I've been in the back. I've been watching. I've been keeping my eyes out. That's why I'm calling right now, because my client is being treated unfairly, and that's why I'm here on this radio show right now to let you guys know that Cat Daddy is the future of SCW.
Hey, pardon me. I hate to interrupt, but excuse me. I hate to interrupt.
I heard Mr. Farther Darkness, whatever, say that it's 2015 is Cat Daddy's year. But while he's making his kittens purr or whatever the hell they're doing, I have said time in and time out that 2015 is going to be the year of Ace Harris. Mr. Father Darkness, the only thing you're going to be getting emails and phone calls about is your hair, style, or whatever, because 2015...
Now, let's hold up a second, Ace Harris. See, first of all, nobody asks you anything.
No, you're right.
Like, I don't even... Quite frankly, I don't even know why
you're
in this conversation.
Never even heard of Ace Harris. Who is Ace?
Hey! Let's shake the dicks and just piss the contest over with, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and say this because the show is actually about to get ready to end here in a little bit. I'm gonna tell you like this, Father Darkness. I know you, brother, and everything you are saying right now is 100% right. Cat Daddy is the future. There's no doubt about that. I give the man no disrespect because of simple fact, I have seen what he's done. Cat Daddy can be SCW heavyweight champion, but I'm going to tell you like this. It's not going to happen. Ace Harris, I know I trained you and everything, but, dog, if you are the mystery opponent, Cat Daddy, if you're the mystery opponent, Father Darkness, if you're the mystery opponent, there's nobody going to stop the TJ Boss in this best of the best tournament. Point blank, period.
I just want to tell the fans, be there. Be at the show, in the building. Don't miss, because you never know what is going to happen.
All right, guys. And with that said, we've got about 20 seconds left before we head into a little bit of after call. So we're going to do what we normally do here on SCW Radio. And we're going to go down the line. We're going to give everyone their closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio. We'll start with you, Ace Harris. Go ahead, man.
Well, my closing thoughts are, Best of the Best is going to be a hell of a show. TJ, it would be, like I said earlier,
it'd be an honor to be that mystery opponent just because you were the man that trained me, and we did have this matchup 2 years ago, even though there wasn't an SCW title on the line. I do, whether everybody says it's my, you know, it's not my time, it's not Cat Day's time, whatever. Like I said, if you're not in this business to be SCW heavyweight champion, then you better get out of the business. Personal feelings aside for Cat Daddy, you're right, man. You know, you want that spot too. And who knows? I believe, you know, your kittens or whatever, maybe they ain't followed Ace Harris. But whether or not I'm in the tournament or not, it's going to be a great show. Everybody come out. I'm Mr. Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris, and I'm getting off here because Father Doctor is finished. No, I'm off.
All right, we'll go to you there. Cat Daddy, your closing thoughts.
Well, I have to agree with Ace on one thing, and that is he also, you know, Ace, given his performance here lately, I will give Ace, he's got heart, and he's a great competitor. As far as Father Darkness goes, Father Darkness, I appreciate the compliments. I appreciate everything. I hadn't seen you in quite a while. I hope to see you soon. We have a lot of talking to do. But as far as me being SCW heavyweight champion, best believe, Cat Daddy needs no one. I can do it on my own because I am a man's man. And when I get in that ring, I will beat my opponents fair and square in the middle of the ring because all the kittens around the world, they believe in Cat Daddy. I'm signing off.
All right, and that'll bring us to you, Father Darkness. Do you have any closing comments?
I just got to say, I want everybody to go to the show. I want everybody to show up, be prepared, to be amazed, and be fascinated. Because like I said before, regardless of his closing comments, Cat Daddy knows that Father Darkness is behind him 100%. And I believe that Cat Daddy is the future of SCW. You've got great matches. You got Aaron McClure going against one of my best friends in the whole planet, Mr. Hall. Now, you've got a great show, great card, great impact, but never, ever think Darkness is not watching.
All right, and TJ Boss, last but not least, man, your closing thoughts. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what it is, Sean. I've been, me and you known each other for a while. We're going to look at it like this. Best of the best, February 21st, Newberry, South Carolina, at the Triangle Daycare. It's going to go down. One of the best tournaments SCW has to offer, best of the best tournament. This is my second year in it. Last year, the tournament before this one, I made it all the way to the finals with Daniel Maxim. I didn't get the outcome that I wanted. This year, it's a bigger prize. It's the SCW Heavyweight Championship. I'm not going to say I got, you know, screwed out of my championship match, but I look at it like this. This is another opportunity for me to showcase my talent and showcase that I am one of the best in SCW history. I'm going to try to go and get this championship and become the first four-time SCW Heavyweight Champion.
All right, guys, and with that said, let's go ahead one more time and talk about the details, the when, the where. It is Saturday, February the 21st. We're talking 10 days away, 7 o'clock p.m. Doors will open and the bell will ring at Triangle Daycare and Activity at Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and 5 and under get in absolutely free. You've heard it, and we'll go over it one more time. In the quarterfinals, TJ Boss will face a mystery opponent. James Hall will face Aaron McClure, Sean Storm will face Dean Richards, and Anderson Strong will face Antonio Smith. The winner of the TJ Boss mystery opponent match will face the winner of the James Hall-Aaron McClure match in one semifinal bracket. On the other side of the coin, the winner of the Sean Storm match versus Dean Richards will face the winner of the Anderson Strong-Antonio Smith match in the other semifinal brackets. And, of course, in the very same night, the winner of those two semifinal matches will face off in the finals in the main event to crown a brand new SCW heavyweight champion. So there you go, guys. It's going to be an amazing night of action. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and sign off here, guys. I'm, of course, your host, Sean Vann, and we'll be back next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio for another edition of SCW Radio. Until then, I'm your host, Sean Vann, signing off.